Okay, today we're going to talk about praise and worship. We put these two words together all the time, but they're really not the same. And I want to tell you, I want to give you an experience that happened to me that I want to share with you. It was just fantastic. But there she is. I see her coming in. I looked up praise. It's an express or warm approval or admiration of. Worship is the expression of reverence and adoration, a deep love and respect. So when we come and we praise God, it's like we're seeking His approval. We want Him to know how much we love Him. Are they going to open the door for us?
Yeah, everything
is behind us. Oh, well, I see her at the door. Okay. So we're respecting God. We want His warm approval. When we enter actually into a session of worship, we should be reverent and holy in front of Him. There's a big difference there. And when we come to worship the Lord, it's just like coming to have the communion. You need to come with a clean heart. That means get rid of the sin, whatever it is, get right with God. You need to be in so much reverence and awe of the Lord that you're worshiping Him, you're entering into heaven with Him, more or less. It's much more. Good Lord, Mary's going to critique. It's a lot more than just praising Him. It's actually getting into bringing heaven to earth, getting into the realm of with Him as to worship, to admire, not just admire, but to know that you're in a holy place. You should be holy when you come to God during worship. It's very important that we do these two things. Let me read some scripture about praise to you, please. Okay, this is in Chronicles. For great is the Lord and mercy to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Fear all the gods of the people. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it is not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men sing among the nations, the Lord reigneth. So when we're praising, it's an expression that we're giving to God of His love, and we're seeking His approval. When you're, I'm getting so attacked with my throat. Stop it, Jesus' name. When you're in worship, you need to come to Him with holiness. So when we start singing songs of worship to Him, you need to be cleansed, okay? We're cleansed because of Jesus Christ. But I'm just saying, you need to be in a presence of holiness. Well, yeah, absolutely. You need to have your thoughts on God. That's true. But worship is more an intimate thing. It's like you're wanting to bring heaven down on earth. You want to be in that realm with Him. So there's a difference. We need to praise Him. We need to acknowledge Him. We need to seek His approval. But when you're in worship, it's like an intimacy that you have that you need to come to Him holy. I'm so sorry. I want to tell you what happened, and maybe this will encourage y'all. You know, I've told you about the experience I had out on the swing on my deck. When I go out there, I feel Mother and Daddy so much, just because that deck or that swing was there. As we sit on it for hours at a time, talking to Mom and Dad. It's just a place that I feel safe. Every day I make it a point to go out there. So that's where I had my quiet time. I'm so sorry. So the other day I was just sitting there and I was just saying, God, I just praise you. There's so many things that go on in our lives that we don't understand. We don't know how it's going to work out. We don't know why we're in the place that we are or what God wants to show us. And God just told me, he goes, I want to show you something. Devil, get away. He said, even the wind obeys me. Even the clouds obey me. And at that point, I looked up. I had tears in my eyes. Wind started whipping up. The clouds started moving. Across the street is trees, and our next door neighbor has this tree. And if it was an orchestrated thing, the trees on the right started waving and waving and making noise. The tree in front of me was going wildly, and both of them together, it was like an orchestra. God is in control of everything.
Amen.
We need to stop and have a place where you can worship God by yourself. He just kept telling me over and over, even the wind, the clouds, they obey me. He wants us to obey him. He wants to have a worship place. He wants you to be one and one with him. Not just on Sundays do you come to church and feel that way. He wants to have a relationship with you every day. And that closeness and that bond. You go, well, God, then talk to me. Have you set aside time for him just to talk to him? You know, my heart was so broken over Tim. And Kim and her suffering. Ruth for what she's having to go through. Don for what he's going through. And it's a gift that God has given me. What y'all go through, that I go through with you. So I come to that place so I can pray for you. And it's the best feeling in the world to get by yourself. Please, God, help me. You need to worship him. Not just praise him, you need to worship him. You need to come to him wholly. You need to come to him reverently. You need to come to him humbling yourself before him. So many times, we're asking God for stuff over and over and over. If this would just happen, if that would just happen, if you would make this happen, it would be better. Thy will be done. His will be done. Not yours. Not Mary's. Not Tim's. God's will be done in every situation. But we've got to know that God loves us so much that he's going to get us through every situation you have. He knows everything about you. But he wants us to worship. Get into a place where you can worship him. Praise him. And if you don't know how to start off and say, you know, God, I love you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. You're everything. You know me completely. And just start praising him. And all the things that have happened in your week that was so bad, they start lifting up. Why? Because you're focusing on God. Thank him for your children. Thank him for your grandchildren. I got the sweetest call yesterday from my daughter-in-law, Josh's wife. And I mean, I love my daughter-in-laws, but just out of the blue, she said, I was such a crybaby. I'm sorry. She goes, I just wanted to call and tell you how much I love you. And then we make me feel so good and come back. You know, that meant the world to me. God gives us things to hold on to. I mean, just out of the blue, she wanted to tell me how much she loved me. That meant so much to me. God wants to make you feel good. And the way you can feel good is to come to church, read your Bible, wait, serve other people. Every day serve someone. How do I do that? You go up, you talk to them about God. You go up, you pray for them. Every time we go to the store, Timmy's asking to pray for people. Isabella's asking to pray for people. I mean, it's just we need to be in that maturity of our Christian walk. That we know automatically if something goes bad, it's not going to stay this way forever because God loves me and he's got it all in control. We should automatically feel that. It's okay because God's got it in control. And when we get to that place in our lives, we can learn our lessons and pass them on. to somebody else. We're here just to help other people and to serve God. And I am so sorry that y'all are in your situations. But I know that God has it all in control. And it makes you feel good when you can just say, God's got it all in control. You may not feel it, but you need to say it every day. Till you understand that, you know, whatever you're going through, trial, God's got it under control because God loves me. I think that's one of the most shortest Sunday schools. Probably couldn't even recognize it because of my voice. But I'm so glad, I'm so glad God gave me a heart for people. It makes me sad lots of times, but I can feel people's pains. And that just to know I'm really praying for you because I love y'all. And I guess that's all. Does anybody have anything they want to say? You feel like God may have want to say something right now? Anybody? No?
I'm glad you're my sister.
I love you too. I love us.
Kimmy too.
Yeah.
And sweet. And Brother Dave and Larry. Mm-hmm. I can't say anything about anything. I'm just so glad to know.
It is. It's a good family, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, because of our circumstances in our lives, may we not take our eyes off of you and start staring at our problems. Let us put them aside, Father, and know that you've got it all under control because you love me. No man can fix my problem, but God, you can. No man can make my finances be better, but you can. No man can heal a broken heart, but you can. Father, help us to rely on you totally and come to you with an open, broken heart, Father, humbling before you to exalt your name because you are so worthy. Father, help us to learn to worship you. Help us learn to have time alone for you, to talk to you. Thank you so much for the orchestration of those trees. It was like I was listening to a melody or something. It was beautiful. Thank you so much that it was just, for me, I felt like. And it was beautiful, and I thank you for that moment. God, help us to hold on to the little things that you give us. Help us to appreciate the small things and not always looking for the bigger things that might make us happy. Help us to be content with what we have and what we're doing right now. And Father, we just turn our lives over to you once again, and I pray for revival in our hearts to love you once again the way that we did when we first became yours. Please bless every person here today and just touch them in a special way and give them your strength and your power and your love. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.